If Jay Feely, fine football analyst of CBS Sports, was actually in Las Vegas, he would be at a golf course. You'd find, he'd be harder to track down. I'm in one of four spots, Jay. If I ever show up missing in Vegas, my wife knows exactly where to send the PI. Look at the security cameras from those four places, you'll find him. You, on the other hand, you could be playing any one of these great five-star golf courses in Las Vegas. Hello, Jay.
That you didn't need somebody to be there with you, helping you, taking care of you, walking you through, holding your hand in Vegas.
I love this place. It is heaven on earth. It's absolutely heaven on earth. What is your, if you have guys come out here all the time that listen to sports radio, if you're the top two places they have to play golf that they can get on, what are the top two?
You know what? I haven't played a lot of golf out in Vegas though.
Okay, that's a crime.
I need to be out there playing a lot more golf. I really haven't. I haven't gone.
Has your game dropped off at all?
My game is rusty right now because I've played like four times since August. I was working too much. CBS, you know, I thought
you
it
really
was
were.
And have all this time to play golf. Now I'm traveling and working too much.
That Sage Valley experience, by the way, that you hooked up was one of the best ever.
One of the best ever.
Google Sage Valley, people, and then drool. It was awesome. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I mean, it's like playing Augusta. Oh my God.
And it's 10 minutes from Augusta.
Right.
Honestly, it seemed like it.
That's a great story, too. The guy didn't get into Augusta, so he's like, well, forget it. I'm just going to build
one. I'll build one. All right. Jay, Super Bowl 54 upon us. You were down there for the week, and you're down enjoying the festivities and being a part of things. Tell me, we were just talking to Pete Prisco, and he was saying he believes the better team is San Francisco, the better team, but he picks the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. How do you feel about that? Do you lean towards the better team or the team with the more dynamic talent at the top leading things like Patrick Mahomes?
I think because your quarterback is so special in Patrick Mahomes and you have so many weapons, they present a dynamic that very few teams have presented. You know, if you have two or three bad series where you go three and out and you punt the ball back to them, they can score so quickly and flip a game so quick, and all of a sudden you look up at the scoreboard, you're down 21-0. You know, you saw that, and I think what's really special about Patrick Mahomes, John, is that he has this ability, this innate ability, where a moment isn't too big for him. You saw it when they were down 24-0. You know, you saw it again against Tennessee when they were down twice in that game. And I saw it two different times in the last 2 years where this young guy, you see him in these situations, you're like, wow, that's really unique. Last year, we were doing the AFC Championship. They're playing New England. It's his first year, really. You know, he didn't play but one game that first year. You know, so he's basically a rookie. He's going up against Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots in the AFC Championship. So his first real big game. And I'm sitting there on the sidelines about 3 hours before the game, talking to Anthony Sherman, their fullback, who used to room with me when we were at the Cardinals together in training camp. And
they let football players room with kickers?
Oh, come on now. LeVar Arrington one time. I roomed with Peerless Spice when I was in Arizona. Like, I wanted to room with different people and get to know them. Yeah, that was one of the greatest things I ever did.
That's incredible. Playing. Okay. I digress.
But, yeah, so I'm sitting there on the bench, and Patrick Mahomes walks over, and he sits down, and he starts talking. He starts telling stories about when he was a kid. Like, just the moment didn't matter at all. Like, he was totally at ease, completely comfortable, not nervous at all. And I'm like, wow. I mean, this is really special as basically a rookie going up in against Tom Brady in the AFC Championship, and the moment's not too big for you at all.
See, I love hearing that. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, has been getting some – I think he's actually been being dissed because I saw him out-duel the New Orleans Saints and mm-hmm. Drew Brees down there in a shootout type of game. But Kyle Shanahan literally takes the air out of the ball when he gets a lead, and he's had 19 pass attempts, right, in two games. I mean, it seems like.
I thought the Titans were the perfect – matchup against the Chiefs to beat the Chiefs because of Derrick Henry, because it was a very similar offense, not run the exact same way and not the same plays, but similar concepts and mindset of what they wanted to do, how they wanted to take the air out of the ball, what they were doing to teams, you know, and going to New England, going to Baltimore and winning those games. And you just saw how quickly the game can turn and get away from you. And if you're a running team, if they score three touchdowns in a hurry, boom, 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 all of a sudden you're out of your game plan. All of a sudden you can't stay consistent running the ball. I think that's what makes it really hard to go up against these Chiefs.
Do you believe there's a coaching advantage in the Super Bowl?
You know, I don't know in this matchup. Andy Reid has done a phenomenal job. You know him better than anybody because you're such an Eagles fan. So you know the successes and the failures that he had. You know, so I don't know that there's necessarily a coaching advantage because I think Kyle Shanahan does as good a job as anybody preparing his team. He understands how to put defenses in quandaries. He understands how to use formation and motion and shifts to his advantage as good as anybody else, you know, in the National Football League. You know, so you go to that game, and I will say this, though. Last year, you felt that same way about Sean McVay. You know,
yes.
You knew Bill Belichick was going to come in and have a great game plan. Bill Belichick and Sean McVay admitted it, out-coached him throughout that game. You know, I don't know that Andy Reid necessarily has an advantage like a Bill Belichick, and it's not defensively versus offensively, and that's what Bill Belichick did to Sean McVay. You know, it's really their two offenses going up against each other. You know, and I just lean towards the team that has the greater weapons. You can't play zone against the Kansas City Chiefs for two reasons. One, they're too fast and they can run through your zones, but Mahomes' arm is too strong. So if he has a window, he can fit it in there before you can react in zone. And so teams have to play man. Well, the 49ers have played zone over 60% of the time this year. That's what they like to do. They want to rush with four and play zone. So I don't think they can do that.
There are kicking, Jay Feely joining us, there are kicking prop bets that are available here, and I may or may not like to wager. With the longest field goal in the game, will the longest touchdown of the game be longer than the longest field goal, and it's 47 yards?
That's a good one. I'm going to say no. I would take the field goal on that.
So you take the longest scoring play will be a field goal?
I do.
Okay, I can put that one down there. The over-under for both kickers is 8.5. Kickers scoring points. So they get three for the field goal. They get one for extra points.
Yeah.
So would either one of those kickers look like the kind of game you're expecting? Would you go over?
I'd go over with Robbie Gould.
So you really would?
I don't think maybe Shanahan's going to be really aggressive on fourth down and not kick field goals. You know, but they've kicked a lot of field goals this year, and he's a guy I could see them getting a lot of field goal opportunities.
Okay, so Robbie Gould, I'm going to bet the over, and you will not see any of that. You will not see any of that money.
As long as I'm not a part of the losses either, I'm good with that.
Exactly, I'm not coming with it. Jay, when you earlier today off the air, Anthony Pierno, our fine producer, and I were discussing the idea of, like, you know, how America's going and everything like that. And I know that you are a guy who definitely has an interest in the environment. And has an interest in helping the environment. In fact, you actually, Super Bowl week, were part of a great cause to try to help the environment and clean up our oceans, right?
Yeah, it was really cool to be able to go out to the oceans down here in Miami. And I grew up in Florida, so I grew up on the water, going to the beaches. My kids love to go to the beaches. I have an uncle, actually, who's one of the top oceanographers for NOAA. You know,
really?
Studies all the, there's a guy named Richard Feely, Dr. Richard Feely. And
what happened to you?
I mean, yeah, I know.
That's a bright guy.
What happened to my grandma not naming her son Richard Feely? But that's another story. and he's one of the great, great oceanographers, you know, studying the ocean acidification. So he's talked to me about that for a long time. But, you know, what we did was go clean up the ocean. And they cleaned up, Ocean Conservancy cleaned up 54 tons of debris from the Keys up to Miami, partnered with the Super Bowl host committee, and done a phenomenal job of, you know, trying to take plastic and take all the garbage off the beaches, out of the water, and just make it cleaner, and trying to really encourage everybody. And there's so many opportunities you get at the Super Bowl to do things, to work with companies, but to get to do something that has an impact. And you know me, John, like I want to have an impact.
Sure.
And everything I'm doing, whether it's, you know, with the ocean, or if it's with kids, or if it's, you know, I want my time to be valuable. I want to have an impact. So it was really cool to get to go out there with Kenyon Drake. He was back in Miami. That was kind of ironic after they traded him midseason. And he goes out to Arizona and does unbelievable, which may be why they didn't retain Chad O'Shea. I mean, you look at Kenyon Drake and you say, hey, why couldn't we find a way to utilize him? Why did we have no running game, you know, if you're Brian Flores? Because Kenyon Drake is amazing out in Arizona. And yeah, I did it with him, with Kenyon Drake. And then Mozart is a big partner. You know, he's one of their ambassadors, and he cares about it a lot. So it was cool to get to partner with them.
That is awesome you get to do that. All right, I need your selection. Is it Chiefs or 49ers hoisting the Lombardi? I think you're leaning AFC.
I'm leaning AFC. I'm leaning with the Chiefs. And I think the weapons, their ability to go over the top, their ability to hit Kelce underneath, their ability to, for Mahomes, you know, if he's got, and he does such a really good job, if you cover everybody, if you double Kelce and you double Tyreek Hill, then he'll just run it. Okay, I'll take my 12 yards. You know, and you saw that throughout the playoffs. He led the Chiefs in rushing both games, just taking what the defenses give him. And I think they have too many weapons on offense. You just can't keep up with them. And I don't think the 49ers can win a high-scoring game. If it's below 24, yeah, they can win that game. But I don't think you can keep the Chiefs under 24 points.
So you're thinking this is a high-scoring final tomorrow, you thinking?
I would say, if I were going to pick it, I'm going to say 35-21 Chiefs.
Wow.
I don't think it's
okay.
Very close.
Okay, so that's another Chiefs over. You and Prisco both, Chiefs in the over. Just taking notes of these things because I may or may not be wagering on them later.
I mean, just for your own entertainment.
Just
right?
My own enjoyment. Yeah, I just try to keep track. Hey, Jay, always appreciate it. Good to catch up with you, buddy.
Thanks, John. Next time you're out there in Vegas, invite me. I'm coming with you.